why not create some passive income along the way? So one, you can retire earlier. And then two, you don't have to be so worried about, is my retirement account going to run out? Can I really afford to do this? Can I really afford to do that? You need to take your life into your hands and set it up so you can do what you want with who you want.
If you have over $200,000 sitting stagnant in your bank, retirement account, or home equity, then you're literally losing money. On this show, you learn how to get that money working for you consistently and conservatively. Learn to grow your nest egg with your host, Sean Winslow. Let's dive in.
What's going on, everyone? I'm Sean Winslow, and this is the Multifamily Money Podcast. Thank you, those for returning, and welcome to new listeners. This is part three of a six-part series. So if this is your first episode that you've ever listened to, I would highly recommend going back to part one. This is a series on financial freedom and six ways you can set up your life to achieve financial freedom. And just go over it again. Financial freedom to me is being able to have enough passive income. So that's income that you're generating. That is income that you're not exchanging time for money. So it's income that you're making without trading any of your time. So for instance, real estate, you do the work upfront and then you have tenants paying you rent. That's passive income. Maybe you have a dividend stock. You invested in that stock and it pays a quarterly dividend. That's passive income. And so true financial freedom is having enough passive income to support your lifestyle. And that could be any type of lifestyle. It could be you want to travel the world. So you have enough passive income to fund your expeditions, your adventures. Maybe it's just so you can have time to spend with your family or give back to your community. Whatever it is, whatever your financial freedom number is, you need to create enough passive income to support that. And so on today's, before I get into today's, I just want to give a shout out to someone who left a review on Apple Podcasts. And if anyone out there listening is getting any value from this, really likes the podcast, I would love for you to leave a rating and review as it helps with our rankings and gets us out to more people. So I just want to read a review. And this was made by Christian Wilson. And it says, strongly suggested. The Multifamily Money Podcast is incredibly useful for new investors as well as those with large portfolios. Strongly suggested. Good job, Sean. Thank you, Christian. So yeah, if this podcast is providing you any value, greatly appreciate you getting on there and leave me a rating and review. All right. So on today's episode, part three is on making money while you sleep. And as we were just talking about passive income, that kind of just goes hand in hand. And as Warren Buffett famously quoted, if you don't find a way to make money while you sleep, you will work until you die. To obtain that true financial freedom, you need to make money while you sleep. In other terms, create passive income and stop trading your time for money. However, that's not what the average person is taught. It's not what I was taught. We are taught to work 9 to 5 for 40 to 50 years and save and invest money into a retirement plan. And once we retire, live off a 3 to 4% withdrawal rate. Well, if you're able to grow that portfolio into say $1 to $2 million, you're going to be making anywhere from $30,000 to $40,000 for that $1 million portfolio, anywhere from $60,000 to $80,000 a year. And that's making a big assumption. And that assumption is that there's no fluctuation in your portfolio. Your principal is staying around that starting rate, which we know is very tough to do in traditional investing with the volatility we've seen in the market overall to back that up, which is very difficult to do. And we've seen that with volatility in the last year and a half, the volatility we've seen back to 2008, the volatility countless times we've seen in the stock market, in the bond market. So if there was another 2008 or a European debt crisis, that could severely decimate your stock or bond portfolio. And that's how most people set up their retirement. There is about $20 trillion worth of retirement assets, and that's in IRAs and 401ks. And the majority of that is in your traditional stock and bond portfolio. And yes, stocks can be a great way to generate passive income. But if you look at history and you look at people that have truly developed passive income, financial freedom, it hasn't been through a stock portfolio. Our outliers, like the quote I referenced at the beginning, Warren Buffett, there of course are outliers to everything. But there's also a quote from Carnegie that says 90% of all millionaires, and I'm paraphrasing this, 90% of all millionaires have owned real estate. And yes, this is a real estate podcast, but this episode is more based on passive income and why you need to create money while you sleep and why it's so important on your journey to financial freedom. Because we're conditioned, I was conditioned, do good in school so you can get into a good college, do good in college so you can get a good job, and then work that 9 to 5 for 40 to 50 years, saving money, investing money all along just to retire when you're what, 66, 67, 70 years old. What's the fun in that? Why not create some passive income along the way. So one, you can retire earlier. And then two, you don't have to be so worried about, is my retirement account going to run out? Can I really afford to do this? Can I really afford to do that? You need to take your life into your hands and set it up so you can do what you want with who you want. And as I mentioned in the beginning of the episode, that's different for everybody. Some people want to travel the world. Some people want to spend just more time with family, give back to their communities, give back to the organizations that mean most to them. Maybe it's a little bit of everything. In order to do that stuff, you need to be able to get paid while you sleep, make money while you sleep. And the best way I know how to do that is through real estate. Now, there's many other ways. Like I said, you have a stock portfolio of dividend payers. However, on average, that's only going to be 1% to 3% yield. If you look at the yield on the S&P 500 index, that averages to 1.32% as of yesterday's close. So as of September 2nd, 2021, 1.32%. You better be making a lot of money and saving a lot of money to live on 1.32%. I know most people that are listening to this podcast, you probably want to fund a pretty significant lifestyle. So 1.32%, it's not going to do it unless you have a lot of principal there. Now, there's other ways too. The whole drop shipping phenomenon that's going on, I don't know much about that, but that's definitely a way to make money while you sleep. Like I said, there's real estate, dividend paying stocks. You can also passively invest in businesses. And by that, I mean, you're just a limited partner. You're not actually going in, trading your time for money, doing work. You're just investing in a business. And then it's paying you some type of dividend, some type of profit sharing. That's a way to do it too. And I think that's a great way to do it. You just got to be familiar with the business, with the industry, with the management. The best way that I know how to do it is through real estate. And the reason for that is, I'm going to get more into this on Monday's episode, why multifamily, why real estate. But the reason why I believe real estate is the best way to do this, because one, there's a finite amount of land. Housing is one of the basic necessities, or I should say shelter is one of the basic necessities after food, water, shelter. Like I said, there's a limited amount of that. Also, the government incentivizes real estate investors because it being a necessity. So they want us to build more and they want us to maintain what we currently have. So they put in place tax incentives. And what that does is that allows you to grow your money faster. So then you can have a bigger pool to pay yourself passive income in the future. And on top of that, in the current market we're in, lenders are giving us money for crazy low rates. It's almost free. So why would you not invest in something like that? Where you're essentially getting money for nothing and you can use that leverage to buy more than you normally could buy. To me, it's a no-brainer. I don't want to get too off topic, but creating money while you sleep is one of the most important ways to achieve financial freedom. Because when you just trade time for money, you're limited in what you can make. Yeah, don't get me wrong. There's some great professions out there that have high paying salaries, but you're indebted to that job, that industry. What if the industry gets shaken up? What if you lose your job? What if the business goes under? Yeah, you've probably obtained some type of skill that you can go to another employer or another industry and put that to good use, but you just never know. Or maybe you're getting older and they just want to transition out of that and get younger talent in the door. There's just a lot of stuff up in the air when you are working a traditional 9-to-5, trading your time for money. Just a lot of things out of your hand. So when you're just working that traditional 9-to-5 W-2 job, you're paid based on the time that you give them. Whether it's an hourly or salary job, you're still getting paid based on the time that you're giving that employer. And that's finite. Traditional work week is 40 hours. Yeah, some people might put in more, 50, 60, 70 or more, but you're still just getting paid based on that time. So you need to create a way to supercharge your earnings. And that's not in a traditional 9-to-5 or W-2 job. It's creating some type of income that you can make when you're not giving it your time, when you're sleeping. So for me, it's real estate. I'm making money right now from my rental properties while I'm making this podcast. And I'm not doing anything to further the operations of my real estate. I'm not giving time into my rental portfolio right now. I'm here recording this podcast, but I'm still making money from my real estate. When I went to sleep last night, I wasn't doing anything further my portfolio to build my portfolio or to manage my portfolio. No, I was sleeping, but I was still making money. And that's the powerful thing. That's what I want to tell everyone, share with everyone, because that's how you supercharge your earnings and how you can get to financial freedom sooner so you can do great things. And even being just a business owner too, trading your time in your business. There's a lot of risk there too. You've got employees. What we're seeing now in the market, you can't even hire anyone. Restaurants want to go back to work. They want to open the doors. They want to go back to full capacity, but they can't because no one wants to work. So you need to create alternative ways to make money while you sleep that is not dependent on you trading your time. Because there's a finite amount of time. We're only here for so long. And I'm doing this because a light turned on a few years ago. And I just want to share that because there's so much good in this world. And there's so much we can do better the world. That takes time and money. So I feel if I can turn the light on for others and they can create success, then they can free up more time for themselves and create wealth, then they can give back to the world, make it an even better place. Because that's my goal. Yeah, money's the report card, but the greatest reward is leaving the world a better place than when you came into it. So this is part three, make money while you sleep. And there's a ton of ways to do that. But if you want to learn how to do it through real estate, which I believe is the best way to do it, and keep listening to this podcast on my next Multifamily Monday episode, which is this Monday, I'm going to be going into why real estate, and why multifamily. So tune in for that one. It's going to be a good one. And thank you for listening. And I'll catch you on the next one.
Hey, this is Sean Winslow. After being in the financial service industry for years and having candid conversations with good people just like you, I realized that so many of us are wanting an investment strategy that provides solid returns and consistent income without the bumps in the road. There's little known secret that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. There is an investment out there that is less volatile and the returns are stronger. Get more details by going to greenbriercg.com and clicking on the free e-report. And by the way, if this show has provided you any value, then feel free to leave an honest written review and, of course, share it with a friend who needs it. See you next week for another great show.